Welcome back to the Blessings Podcast. Today, I have a short and sweet episode for you about a situation that we all find ourselves in from time to time. We've all been in relationships, situations, jobs that no longer suit us or are no longer working for us as they evolve and as we evolve. And these can be short-term or long-term relationships or experiences. And if you're like me, you can point to times when you've been involved in something where you stayed longer than you should have. You stayed longer than was healthy for you. Why do we do this? We do it because change is difficult, and it can create conflict or perceived negativity when we bring a relationship or situation to an end or make a change to move away from someone or something that is no longer serving us. It's one of the hardest things that human beings have to do. But just like we've all been in those situations, we've also all had the experience of realizing after being out of that scenario that it is for the best to leave it behind you. To leave the person, to leave the job, to leave the situation, to leave the relationship or the experience was ultimately for your highest good. I can certainly think of situations like this that I am now very grateful for redirection on. And I knew it at the time that it didn't feel good. You know when things are not working out. You know when things are not lifting you up. They're not empowering you or serving you in a positive way anymore. You know when things just don't feel right. And we need to get to the point where we can either listen to our intuition a little earlier on, or wait until there is some kind of a final straw, something that happens that makes us finally take action. Very often, even though that feeling has been brewing inside of you, you didn't make the change right away. At least most of us don't. But for those who can recognize the signals and act on them quickly, perhaps it's better. But maybe there is something we need to learn about ourselves before we can take action. And so we need to give ourselves the grace of knowing that when we stay in a situation beyond the time that feels comfortable for us, there is a reason why. There's always a lesson in everything that we go through. Every experience that we're presented with in this life is here to teach us something. Every person is here to teach us something. But what I often hear people say when talking about situations like this is this. They say, I didn't love myself enough to leave sooner. But here is the thing. Loving yourself enough to leave an unhealthy relationship or situation can be a challenging but crucial step towards personal growth and well-being. So today, I bring you 10 steps that you can take to cultivate self-love in a timely manner when you're feeling stuck in an unwanted or misaligned experience and make the decision to leave. Number one, recognize the signs of an unhealthy relationship. Understand what constitutes an unhealthy situation or relationship or experience. In a personal relationship, this may include manipulation, signs of emotional abuse, lack of respect, or any behavior that makes you feel consistently unhappy or unfulfilled. It can just be a feeling as simple as that there's something off. There are other relationships too that maybe are not as personal, but can also leave us feeling unsatisfied. These are relationships with acquaintances or business professionals, like your relationship with a doctor or a hairstylist. If something isn't feeling right, if something isn't working anymore, if it's feeling off, if there's any interaction that just doesn't feel like it's vibing for you any longer, any relationship, whether it be a deep relationship, something close, or a relationship with an acquaintance or a professional of some sort, you have the right to make an analysis of whether the relationship or interaction is suitable to you. And recognizing the signs by cultivating an awareness of the signals in the environment and the signals inside your body is the first step. Do you feel a dread going into the situation? Do you see this person or do this thing and it makes you feel uncomfortable? Are you worried about the interactions with this person before you even get there? Or do you feel good in the situation? We can't always feel 100% comfortable in every situation. I'm not a huge fan of going to the dentist, but I know because that is something in me. It's more of a feeling of discomfort based in a fear or a anxiety about the situation. It has nothing to do with the dentist themselves. So you have to make the judgment. Is this a situation where you have the right to feel comfortable, or is it something you do have to kind of assume a little bit of discomfort is going to be present and that would be natural? The second thing that you should do is to acknowledge your worth. You should remind yourself of the inherent value and deservingness of love, respect, and happiness. You were born worthy. No baby is born feeling less than. These characteristics and feelings and emotions come to us because of things that happen to us along the way in our environments and from other people. These are the things that can feed into the development of insecurities and a lack of self-worth. When you recognize that your self-esteem or your self-confidence is suffering, you can find the tools to help build and acknowledge your worth as a human being, because it is your inherent birthright. You are worthy of feeling good, of feeling loved, and of experiencing joy, of having peace of mind and a sense of fulfillment. Two easy things that you can do are to practice affirmations. These are just short sentences or phrases of auto-suggestion that you can repeat to yourself. You can even write them down on little sticky notes and place them around your house. Affirmations are a wonderful tool to use to help to reaffirm your sense of self. And you can also use a very simple practice of journaling. Journaling helps you to build the mind-body connection and reinforce your positive self-beliefs. Number three, set boundaries. You want to establish clear boundaries for what you will and will not tolerate in relationships and experiences. You can actually write these down and make a list of them. For example, I do not like scary movies. And so if someone suggests that we watch a movie that has something in it that I find unpleasant, I say no. I do not like scary movies. I'm not going to watch that. You're allowed to set those boundaries for yourself. You can keep a list of the things that you will and will not tolerate in a journal or on a notepad to reaffirm them to yourself. You can change the list and evolve. There may be things on the list that you might want to work on, but boundaries are there to remind yourself that you are in control. And when your boundaries are crossed, you are allowed to acknowledge that and say, these are my guidelines for my life, and I'm allowed to enforce them as I see fit. In fact, it's your duty to enforce them. It's your duty to self-awareness and self-fulfillment and self-actualization, to be true to yourself and what you want and what you need. And these things can change. They can evolve. There may be times in your life where certain things would not be appropriate for you, and then later at another time of your life, it might be okay. This is the way of life, and it's totally fine. Your boundaries are not hard and fast. They can be flexible. Maybe there are some non-negotiables, but maybe there are other things that you're willing to bend a bit on, and you get to make those decisions. But as you are establishing your boundaries, you should practice communicating them to others and to yourself courageously, assertively, and don't be afraid to enforce your boundaries consistently. Number four. Seek support. Surround yourself with supportive friends, family members, and others, maybe even a therapist who can offer you guidance, encouragement, and perspective as you navigate the decision to leave a particular relationship or situation. Build out a team of people, your people who have your back, and use them for support. Let them know what you are going through and let them help you. People love to help others, and you do not have to go through anything alone. Number 5, reflect on your needs and your goals in life. Take the time to actually think about this, to reflect on what are my personal values? What are my goals? What are my aspirations? And consider whether the relationship or situation at hand that's bothering you aligns with these and whether it contributes positively to your growth and well-being. Sometimes there is nothing glaringly wrong in a relationship, but it just no longer feels aligned with your direction in life. And this is okay. You do not have to continue to hang out with the same people or do the same things or put yourself in the same rooms or environments that you have in the past. For your entire life, you don't have to do this. You are allowed to grow. In fact, you should, because transformation literally depends on it. We evolve as humans. It's natural. We do not stay the same. You can't stop it. And not everyone who is there for one part of our journey is meant to be there for the entire journey. Some people and some situations are only meant to be there for a certain part of our lives. This is natural. It's okay. Number 6, visualize a better future. Envision the kind of life you want to create for yourself, free from the constraints of the unhealthy relationship or situation. Visualizing a brighter future can motivate you to take action towards positive change. Form a picture in your mind of what your life would be like if you made a positive change. Envision yourself walking away from things that no longer serve you, walking away from people that no longer align with you, and visualize yourself with those who do, and how different your life can look, how positive and bright your potential is in this new vision. Number 7, practice self-care. Prioritize self-care activities that nurture your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. This may include things like exercise, meditation, hobbies, or spending time in nature. You know what makes you feel good. You like to write poems? Spend more time doing that. You know how to take good care of yourself. You may not always do those things, but maybe being in this situation that feels misaligned is a bit of a wake-up call. This relationship or environmental issue needs to change. The situation needs to be different from what it is. And maybe this is a time for you to make yourself a priority. Being selfish is not necessarily a bad thing. Number 8, take small steps toward change. Recognize that leaving an unhealthy relationship or situation is a process that may unfold gradually. It doesn't have to happen all at once. Take small steps towards change, such as setting your boundaries, seeking support, and exploring your options. What will it look like? Transitions are a part of life, and they take place over time. And sometimes they happen quickly, and sometimes they happen slowly. And you are allowed to make changes in your life at a pace that supports your growth and feels comfortable for you. Baby steps forward are still steps in the right direction. Number 9, focus on your growth. Shift your focus from the relationship or situation back onto you, onto your personal growth and self-improvement. This is about you, not them. Invest your time and energy into activities that empower you and align with your values and your goals. Think of yourself as a butterfly. The butterfly must go through a process that is quite messy in order to move through the stages of its life. The question is, do you want to remain a caterpillar, or do you want to transform into a magnificent butterfly? The butterfly does not even consider this question because the butterfly naturally evolves. This takes place on its own. Let that happen for you. Let nature take its course and trust that you are always where you are meant to be for your highest good. What you are learning from this situation is of great value, and it will serve you well as you evolve and you just let that happen naturally. Number 10, trust yourself. Trust your instincts and your intuition. Deep down, you already know what is best for you. You do. Listen to your inner voice and have that confidence in your ability to make choices that serve your highest good. When you go to bed at night, ask for guidance from your higher self. Your intuition is always at work, even when you are asleep. And oftentimes, when you are going through a difficult situation, the cliche of sleeping on it provides you with the answers and the inner guidance that you need in order to move forward. Sometimes you need to let go a little bit to trust yourself. You will never steer yourself wrong. When you can trust your gut and tune in to your divinely placed intuition, it's there for a reason. And remember, loving yourself enough to leave an unhealthy relationship or situation is an act of self-respect and courage. It may not be easy. It may not feel perfect. It may not feel great. But prioritizing your well-being is essential for leading a fulfilling and authentic life. And you know that it's going to turn out that it is for the best. You know that feeling already. So fall back on your experiences in the past when you have seen that this is the case. Authenticity is when what you think, what you feel, what you say, and what you do are all aligned. This is a key component of self-actualization, this balance. We all want to be happy and free, and the ultimate freedom comes from being yourself. As Oscar Wilde said, be yourself, everyone else is taken. I hope that this helps you in some way to understand a past situation or to help you navigate a current or future situation. And if there is someone you know who needs to hear this, please share this podcast with them right now. It would mean the world to me also if you could hit the button to follow the show. And if you have not already left me a rating and a review, I would appreciate it deeply if you could do that for me now. You can join my weekly newsletter at mitzicampbell.com/newsletter. And if you can't get enough of this kind of personal development stuff, then you would love my book club, where we go deeply into concepts just like this from the most amazing books in the world, and we talk about them in depth in a community of learning. You can join on my website, mitzicampbell.com/book club. It is a game changer. Thank you for listening. Tune in for my next episode. I bring you a full episode with a guest on Wednesdays and a bite-sized episode every Sunday. Remember, love yourself enough to move through the world with courage and authenticity.